Ukraine security issue.
On the 1st of April, the 37th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported successful counter-offensives in several strategically important areas. According to the report, the Ukrainian forces have retaken control over 28 villages in the Kyiv and Chernihiv regions. However, the situation is uncertain. After regrouping and refitting, the Russian invaders may launch new offensives, so the Ukrainian defenders are bracing for fierce fighting. Negotiations between the Ukrainian and Russian delegations resumed on Friday. No details were available at reporting, except a statement by the Russian Foreign Ministry that said Moscow was preparing a response to Ukraine's proposals to a negotiated peace treaty, and that there was some progress on certain positions. The Russian troops have pulled out of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, site of the world's worst man-made nuclear disaster in 1986, leaving behind alarmingly high levels of radiation in the 30-kilometer exclusion zone. Intensive movements of Russian tanks and other heavy vehicles, as well as the digging of trenches and fortification works, destroyed the contaminated upper layers of soil, causing massive release of radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere. However, according to Yaroslav Yemelyanenko, a member of the public council at the State Exclusion Zone Management Agency, in most areas around the Chernobyl plant, meters do not show excessive figures, and there are no apparent dangers to its infrastructure. Soon, experts will be able to inspect the technical condition of all the facilities, said Yemelyanenko. He confirmed that the Russians had taken Ukrainian National Guardsmen. Yes, they did. They took away several dozen people who they'd held in captivity all this time. They took them to Belarus and then probably to Russia. I don't know their names, but I know they are on the list for the next prisoner swap. So I hope they will soon get back home safely, said Yaroslav Yemelyanenko. According to him, the Russians looted the nuclear power plant and took whatever they could grab, from laptops to kettles. They even took away spoons, forks, and plates from the hotel near the plant. It looks like the Russian invaders are largely motivated by the opportunities for scot-free looting and robbery. Such cases are multiple and widespread. They destroy Ukrainian houses with tanks and guns, rob peaceful civilians, and take away truckloads of their belongings. The Russian occupiers do not only target civilian infrastructure, they also destroy granaries and farming machinery, and kill farmers in order to disrupt the spring sowing campaign in Ukraine. In Melitopol, Zaporizhia region, they deliberately shot a family of farmers working in the field. At present, according to Melitopol mayor Ivan Fedorov, there are between 70 and 75,000 people in the city, which remains blocked and controlled by Russian forces. They do everything they can not to let the people out of Melitopol. It's clear that they need hostages. That's why a humanitarian convoy from Zaporizhia, that normally should reach Melitopol in 3 or 4 hours, travels there for 48. The occupiers put every obstacle they can to delay or halt evacuees. They block all exits from the city and increase their presence. They halt people at every roadblock and tell them that the road to Crimea is open. But our people don't want to go to the peninsula annexed by Russia. They want to go to the territory controlled by Kyiv, said Ivan Fedorov, mayor of Melitopol. There seems to be no limit to the cynicism of the Russian invaders. They use Ukrainian children as a human shield while moving their columns of tanks and other vehicles, and as hostages, threatening locals to kill children if they inform the Ukrainian military about the location of Russian troops. The Ukrainian military intelligence has recorded such cases in 4 administrative regions at least. As of April 1st, according to official reports, at least 153 children had been killed and at least 245 wounded or injured by Russian bombs, shells, rockets, mines and bullets. However, the numbers may unfortunately be higher, as long as it is impossible to identify or even retrieve all the bodies. While Moscow is regrouping, reinforcing, refitting and resupplying its forces in Ukraine, gearing up for the announced decisive offensive on Donbas, a covert mobilization campaign is underway in Russia, aimed at beefing up the battered troops with more cannon fodder. This mobilization is conducted parallel to the regular conscription campaign which began on April 1st and which is meant to cover up the huge number of mobilized Russians. According to the Ukrainian intelligence, subject to mobilization are even prisoners convicted for murder and robbery.